Okay, today's daf is Temura, daf Chaf Ches. Temura, daf Chaf Ches 28, and we are on Chaf Zayin Amabez. We just read the Mishnah, which discusses different Lashonos that one uses when one is Mamir. We spoke about the different verb last time in the Mishnah in the previous day with Tachas, Chalifas, Temuras, and yesterday we discussed at the end, the Mishnah said, what happens if I use, forgetting the verb word, what about the noun? What if I say, go over to an animal and that says, this is instead of an ola, and there's no other animal there, or just this instead of a chatas. Zu tachas ola, or tachas chatas, so that's meaningless, because temura is all about substituting. I can't just go and say this is temura for something if the other animal is not there. But if I say tachas chatas zu, or ola zu, or the one that's in my house, so then it's fine also. Doesn't have to be standing here, even if I designate it, and I know which one I'm talking about. And then the Mishnah said, if I designate it on a behemoth tameya or a ba'al asmum, I say, this is an ola, that's meaningless because it can't be an ola. If I say it's li'ola, so then I assume it's kedushas damim for the ola, and then I would sell it and redeem it and bring with its money a carbon ola. Just to mention, there is a shulchan aruch, even though you might have said, what does this have to do with the shulchan aruch? Why are the shulchan aruch quote such halachas? He doesn't deal with halacha l'maisa. But if you look at Simin Hay in Yaradeya, he deals, and the Mefarshim deal with some of these halachas. Let's say, Bizman Hazeh, if somebody shechs an animal with shame a carbon, why would one do that? That's a good question, but we're not saying that one should, but what if one did? Hashoche l'shem kadshim, shemisnadvim v'nodrim kamosam. So if I shecht an animal l'shem and carbon that I'm able to volunteer, afilu hi ba'alas mum, even if it's a ba'alas mum, shchitaso psula. That's a shchita psula bizman hazeh. Because then theoretically, I could mean it seriously. That's just like, it's not a real carbon, I wasn't maktashit, I'm just actually get l'shema carbon, that's like shochet kachem bachutz. The Ta says, mishum mipnei maris ha'ayin, sheyizbru shezeh shochet l'shem kachem. That's the Rashba and the Rashi and the Ran. And then the Torah says, maybe we should be choshes that he was makdashit now. Mamish. So it's not just ki shochet kach shabachutz, maybe he is shochet kach shabachutz. Either way, the shchit is psula if I shechta l'shem a karba that I can be misnadev. But if I'm shochet l'shem kachem she'enem bo'em b'neder b'nedava, but if I shechta l'shem a karba that is not bo'em b'neder b'nedava, let's say achatas, so then, shchitaso ksheira. Then the shchit is ksheira because what I'm doing is cannot be taken literally, so it must be meaningless. So, ketzad, for example, hashochet l'shem ola, l'shem toda, l'shem pesach, shchitaso psula. If I shechted an animal today, l'shem any of those, the shchit is pasul. Ho'ol va'pesach yachol la'frisha b'chol shashi yirtza, because a karmat pesach you have to bring, but you could be ma'frisha whenever you want. Dome l'nidav v'nidav. But shacha l'shem chatos l'shem asham vadai l'shem asham talui. We paskin that cannot be volunteered, even though there is a tana that says it can. We'll get to that in Besam and Krisus. L'shem b'chol, l'shem ma'is, l'shem t'mura, shchita z'ksheira. So all of those cannot be volunteered, and therefore the shchita is kosher. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'im noda sha'avar aveira sha'chayiv aleha chatos awasham. Let's say I know I did an aveira, I was b'chal Shabbos. Let's say I know I did some other aveira that is b'chayiv mi a carbon chatos awasham. Va'omar zu l'chatosi o zu la'ashami psula. That's also a puzzle. If it is noda, if it is known, what does that mean, noda? Does that mean to everybody? Does that mean to me? That's also a discussion here. But this last lashon is discussed by the Taz and the Shach. If I say, Zula Chatas, see Zula Asham. What if I just say Zula Chatas? Or Zula Asham? So they bring in our Mishnah. That's what if you want to look in the Shach, right here. Avalam Amar, Zula Chatas, below Yud, Kasher. If I just say Zula Chatas, even if I'm Chayav Chatas, it's going to be Kasher, it's not going to be a good Shchita. Why? Because of Arashbi v'Arashba be Torah Sabayis, v'shum demashma shemisnadiv chatas ata. V'ein chatas ba nedava. If I just say zula chatas, that sounds like I'm being no diva chatas. Zula chatas si, so it's more specific, so that's to the chatas that I, to the aveira that I did earlier. That's connected. But if I just say zula chatas, it's no good. Ava chatasi mashma chatas shani mechuyiv kvar, v'cheinim lo amar ela zu chatasi, bilo lamid. Kosher. Also, not only if you leave out the yud at the end, if you leave out the lamed at the beginning, lechatasi. If I just say zu chatasi, that's also kosher. Kamosha chazva bach v'hamarshal, says the shach, because you need both. The bina and dafka lemitfasi l'shem chatas personally, right? And then if you look at the taz here, is a long piece, and they discuss relating to our gemara the differences between chatas and lechatas and lechatasi. Right? This is where it comes from. They bring in our mishnah. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Masnisa de lo Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah which says that in the Reisha, if I just say Tachas Ola Tachas Chatas is meaningless, so then that it must be against Rabbi Meir. Da'ik Rabbi Meir Ha Ein Adam Mosi Tvar Vlavatala. Like we've had Rabbi Meir a number of times already. Rabbi Meir says people don't say things for nothing, and if a person says something, we should interpret somehow what he means. And therefore, in the first cases, we shouldn't say lo amar klum. So that is why our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, we would have interpreted that he meant something else by it. Good. Says the Gemara, Hare Elu Ola Yimach Rav Yavim of Ola, the second half of the Mishnah. If somebody says, these are Ola, it's meaningless, because it's a Balmum, or it's a Behema Tmeya. But if I say, Le Ola, then it works. Taima de Behema Tmeya u Ba'alas Mum. The only reason these halachas apply is that it's a non-kosher animal, or a Ba'alas Mum de Lo Chazian, Lo Be'inan Bayan Muma. Those are not Roli at all, and therefore, right when you say, Le Ola, you could sell it. You don't have to wait for any other type of Mum. Just sell it right now, because those are totally mufka, and therefore, it's as if it's inherently a mum. It's like kadam mumo lehekdesho, and therefore, you don't have to wait for any other mum. You can just sell it right now. Aval mafrish nekeva la'asham, ola ola, bayin muma. But, like the sugis we had earlier, if you're mafrish, a female, for an asham or an ola, which female Asham and Olas and Pesach for that matter all have to be males. So if I'm mafresh and a kid for Asham and Ola, mashma ba'ayan muma, you would have to get a mum, even though it's not roi. Why? Because those are roi for other karbanos. Those are in the world of karbanos, just not for this karba that you designated it for, and therefore you have to at least wait for it to get another mum. And I'll review them. Rav Masisa de Lok Reb Shimon. And if you say that Diak is correct, our Mishnah would be against Reb Shimon. Titznan, the Mishnah we had earlier, Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon, over Timacher Shloba Mum. In these cases, you can sell it even without a Mum. So our Mishnah is against Rebbe Meir in the Reisha, and it's against Rebbe Shimon in the Seifa. Good. Hadron Allah Ketzad Ma'arimin. And now we continue with the sixth parak in Mesechas Temura. Kal ha'asurin legabe mizbeach, osrin b'kol shehein. Anything that is asur legabe ha'mizbeach, any animal that I'm not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, is us osir b'kol shehein. Meaning if it gets mixed up with other animals, it asurs b'mashehu. Asurs b'kol shehein. What are some examples? Haroveya, v'hanirba. If an animal has a relationship with a person, we'll get to all the details. Let's just do the whole list first. Via mukse, if an animal is set aside for avodah zara, via nevad, or an animal is actually worshipped, v'ha esnan v'ha mechir. The Mishnah is later on in the parak. We'll discuss what these are. Esnan and mechir, but esnan in general is a payment that a person makes to a zona. A mechir is if somebody switches a dog for a kosher animal. That kosher animal is pasul now lagabi amizbeach. It's inappropriate to bring a mechir kelev. V'ha kilayim v'ha treifa. Kilayim, which we discussed at length in Bechoros, v'ha treifa, an animal that is a treifa. All of these animals are possible, l'gabi ha-mizbeach, v'yotzei dofen, and even an animal born cesarean section to its mother. Ezeu muksa, ha-muksa l'avodas kochavim. What is muksa set aside for avodah zarah? Something that is set aside. Muksa. Who, all right, we're familiar with muksa for Hilchas Shabbos, but there's also muksa for Hilchas avodah zarah. Who asur u'mashallah mutter. What the animal itself, by muksa, is asur. What is put on it afterwards, as we'll see, is asur. Let's say if I have an animal that was muksa, and now I put a nice golden saddle, or a nice, some other thing, that's also related to avodah zarah, but relating to this halacha, it is not, it doesn't become ne'asar with the muksa. But vezeo nevad, kol she'ovdin oso, hu u'mashalav asur. That's more inclusive, as hopefully we'll talk about soon. But in all these cases, except obviously for treifa, in all these cases, it's mutar b'achila. All these items are only pasul l'gavoa. You can't use these for a carbon. But let's say yotzei dofen is kosher. You're allowed to eat it. muksa nevad, an animal that is a bal chai, cannot be ne'esar, cannot be a ne'evad, right, if it's a living animal, so that is only pasul gabei mizbeach, or the others as well are only pasul gabei mizbeach, but they are mutter to eat. So let's talk about a couple of these items. Not an animal, not bal chayim, right, only if it's an item. Animals or not, bal chayim or not ne'esar, we'll see. Good. Let us continue. Says the a couple of points on the Mishnah. First of all, Rovea Nirba. It's the first thing on the list. Rovea Nirba. So what's the case of Rovea Nirba? Rovea Nirba, the animal's Chayim Misa. So what's the Mishnah talking about? So we have to be talking about a case where the animal is not Chayim Misa. So what's the case? So Pashtus, I would have said, and this is what Rashi says in other places, not here, it's Apied Echad. There was only one aid that witnessed the relationship, or it's Alpi Bailim. Or Alpi Bailim, the owner himself comes and testifies that his animal was Roveya or Nirbeh with somebody. That's what Rashi says in a few places. Tosfos and Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Mem Aleph Amebeis is not so comfortable with the second idea of person testifying about his own animal, which Pashas, therefore, why would we not believe him and kill the animal? Pashas, because Moda Beknas Pater. If you're Moda Beknas, if you're Moda about something that you have to do, so you're Pater, that's the rule. So Tosfos doesn't like that because this isn't a Knas. So why, fine, the first opinion of Al Pied Echad, I'll accept, but why would you say Moda Beknas? Tosfos says, V'temelari heichad matzinu da hariga shor hu knas uperakama de sanhedrin nami to come at ploni rava shori hu va'achem and start from lahorgo misham ein adam kov eitzel mamono mabakach yipadim itam mode beknas. Tosa says the reason that you would not be able to testify about your own is nothing to do with knas, but it's because adam karov eitzel mamono. Person is not believed about his relatives. He's not believed about his own money as well. Might be a case of Nogea Bedavar. So that is what Tosa says, Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. And therefore, says Tosa, the Nafkamina would be also, if there are two Shutfin, Umeidin Alav, that also would not work, even though it has to, let's say I'm being made on the other person's half, but that is Tosa's explanation, that it's not based on Moda Beknas, but it's based on Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. If you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Zvachim, where this Mishnah is also quoted, as the Gemara will talk about soon, when the Rambam talks about Roveya, he says, maybe, wrong one, the Rambam says, you know what we're talking about? Why is the animal not put to death? We're talking about a case of, Min Aroi Ladas, Ki Mashenemar Bakan Roveya V'nirba Lo Yiyah El Beit Echad, O Al Pi Bailim, O Kodem Gemar Dino, Kodem Gemar Din, so there it's already Nasa Lagavoa, even before Gemar Din. That's the Chiddush. So it's not put to death. Oh, im yeh rovea v'anirba ovid kochavim. If the relationship was with a non-Jew, also that is not usur. There's no chiyuv to kill the animal. The Rambam says this also in Pirush in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, where all the halachas are related to Ben Noach, the Rambam says, Ve'ein hargin esa behema, shalom etztavu b'harigas behema el Yisrael. You don't kill the behema. Not only does in the Gili Arayis world of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, the animal is not Chayim Misa, but even Mitzidenu, that's what the Chiddush of that Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, that we don't kill the animal if our animal had a relationship with a non-Jew. And the Rishash there in Maseches Zvachim tries to figure out exactly where the source for the Rambam is. Which Gemara? So he suggests there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says you're allowed to buy an animal from a non-Jew and you don't have to be worried about Revia. Mashma, that if you would know about Revia, so then it would be a problem. That's all related to Roveya and Nirba in the Mishnah. Let's keep going. Let's talk about Trefa for a minute. What's the case of Trefa here? What's the case of Trefa? What do you mean, what's the case of Trefa? We're talking about an animal gets mixed up into all the others. So how do you have a case of Trefa that it's all mixed up? Can't you see? So Rashi says it has to be a case where you don't see. Either Rashi quotes on the fourth line, the Gemara Maseches Zvachim, maybe he got mixed up, Drusas Ze'ev with Nekivas HaKotz. All these animals have holes. You're not sure if it came from a splinter or it came from a wolf. Okay, you're not sure. Inami bivlad treifa, or maybe what we really mean is a vlad treifa. According to Rabbi Elazar, that says a vlad treifa has the same status of treifa. So even though it doesn't look like a treifa now, the way that is Rashi noting that we have to figure out a case where a treifa would be not noticeable to the outsider. There's a question that the Brisker Rav brings up, and that is, our Mishnah says that treifa is asur lagabe gavoa. Which definition of treifa do we use here? Because there are at least two definitions of treifa in other contexts. On the one hand, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotseach, look at the Rambam in the Halachas of Murder, the Rambam says, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, Hahorig is a treifa, Afa pisha ochel v'shose u'mahalech bashuk, harizeh potem idini adam. If somebody kills a treifa, Rachmano Litzlan, even if that person was eating and drinking, living a normal life, he, the murderer, is potter. V'chal adam b'cheska shalem hu. But every person that's walking around alive today has a chazaka that they're not a treifa. V'yahargo neherag, ad sheyeda b'vadai shezeh treifa. We put him to death unless we know it's a treifa. V'yomru harofim shemakazu ein lata'ale ba'adam u'bayamus im lo yemisenu davar acher. And the doctors tell us that he would have died. He would have died anyway. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Rotseach. Treifa is determined by doctors. Right here. If you look in the Rambam elsewhere, as we discussed at length in the third parak of Meseches Chulin, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam says, you don't go by doctors. The Rambam says, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, V'chol elu shemanu v'amru shein treifa, af al pi sheye ra'e b'darkei ha-refua shebiyadenu, shemiksasan einan mamisim, v'echsha shetichya mehen, even though you look around at some of the treifas that I just listed, one an animal can live from, doesn't matter. Ein lecha elama shemanu chachamim shenamar al pi ha-torah sheyerucha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Treifas, in Hilchos Shechita, you don't go by what the doctors say, you go by what our Misora is. So the question is, what about when we come to our case? Our case of Karbanos. So do you say go by, well, animals are animals. So just like Hilchos Treifas for Kashrus, you go by what our Misora is, you don't go by what doctors say, so too for Hilchos Treifas for Karbanos? You parallel to animals, or do you say no? Who says the same definition of Hilchos Treifas? You look at in that third parak of Chulin, it's not talking about Gavoa, it's talking about Kashrus. So maybe those definitions, that Misora that we have of all those Treifas, is only Lagabe Kashrus. But Lagabe Gavoa, you'd go by what doctors say. So that's his suffix. That's his suffix. And he tries to prove it from here and there, but that's his suffix. Again, important Ha'ara on the Treifa word in the Mishnah. One final source, and then we will continue in the Gemara. The Rambam. Another Rambam in Hilchos Isure Mizbeach. The Rambam says, talking about our Mishnah, the Yireli. Again, the Yireli, our ears always open up a little wider. The Yireli. She'af al pi she'ein kol ha'psulin ha'elu re'uyin la'karban, even though all of these that I've listed, and he already listed all the ones from our Mishnah. Kilayim yotzei dofen roveya nirba muksa nevad. So even though all of these are possible, gabi ha'mizbeach, im avar vehekrivan eino loke mina Torah lefishalon isparsha azharasan. You don't get malchus, though. If I bring a Roveya and Nirba as a carbon, I don't get Malchus. Lachor, I get an Aveira, but I don't get Malchus. But, says the Rambam, Aval Esnan Zona Umechir Kelev, but if I bring those two, Asur and Lagabe Mizbeach. Those are Asur, because those are Mefurish Bekra. Vahamakar Vechan Mehen, Oshem Ke'echa Loke Acha, Shenemar, Lo Savi Esnan Zona Umechir Kelev, Beis Hashem Alokecha, Pasuk and Kisese, Umebnei Ma Loke Acha, Zoshem, Ebnei Shenemar Bola Vechad. Okay, that is the Rambam. Even though all of these are put together in our Mishnah, only Esnan and Mechir are going to get you Malchus. Otherwise, it's just going to be Asur. That's the big cast of Mishnah here. And the Radvaz, is it a Daraisa without Malchus? Or is it a Darabanan? Pashas, the Radvaz says, I would like to say it's Daraisa. And then the Kesamishas bother, why does it say Yireli? It seems to be some Gemaras that point in this direction that you would get Malchus. That is the important Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin relating to our Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Osrin Bekal Shehein, our Mishnah said they aser any of these items that they get mixed up with all other animals. They asa b'kosher kein v'lo bali beruba, and they're not batel beruv. Batel beruv, right? 1 in 100, so they're all aser. So Tanina, what's the chiddush? We already learned this. In the Mishnah, in Meseches, Zvachim, Kalakachim, Shenis Arvu, Bechatos, Mesos, O Bishar HaNiskal, any carbon that got mixed up with Chatos Mesos that have to be left to die, or in Shar HaNiskals, which are also Asur Bahana, Afilu Echad Beribo Yamusu, even 1 in 10,000, they all have to die. V'kashalon, and we asked about that Mishnah that the Lashon doesn't really make sense. Ma ka'amar, what does it mean? Because what did it say? Even 1 in 1,000? What do you mean, even 1 in 1,000? Even 1 in 1,000 problematic animals? It should be the opposite. Even one in 1,000, so you have a major majority that's problematic. So what's the afilu? So we have to re-understand the Mishnah. So, u'mishaninon, and we answered about that Mishnah. Hachiktani, this is what the Mishnah meant. Put the afilu regarding the other animals. Nisarvu bahen mei chataos mesos, o shor haniskal. If it got mixed into chulin animals, chataos mesos o shor haniskal, afilu baribo. Even if 10,000 chulin animals, yamusu, they will all die. Question mark. So you see already from that Mishnah, if you have one or two problematic animals that get mixed up into a whole group, they all it's not batel. So what's the difference between the Mishnah over there in Zlachim Dafayin and the Mishnah over here in Meseches Tmor? They're both telling me that if something's usur lagabe hamizbeach that got mixed into a mixture, it's not batel. Right, we already know it's Zvachim and Temura. Answers the Gemara, it's Shrech. No, you need both Mishnayos. Salkadai dechamina hasam hu deisuri hana. I might have thought that over there, you know why it's not batel? Because what are we talking about there? Chatos mesos and shor haniskal. Both of those are aser bahana. Maybe that's why those are not batel. Aval hacha delavi suri hana. But over here, as we mentioned, the Mishnah says they're you're allowed to eat them. Over here, they're not aser bahana'a, they're just aser lagabi amizbeach, emoli bata baruba. So I might say then that they are just, you should say bitel baruv here. It's not a strong of an iser that got mixed in. Kamash malahan. Kamash malahan, we say no, even these are batel. There are achronim that discuss what the difference is between isurei hana'a and isurei achila. It's possible, we had a Shabbos Hagadol drasha about this a couple of years ago, that isuri hana, the fact that something's asur bana, reflects that it's an isur chefza. Right? I can't even go near it. But she'enkin, isuri achila, more limited isuri, might be isuri gavra. Here we're not contrasting isuri gavra to isuri hana to isuri achila. Here we're contrasting isuri hana to isuri ligavoa. So again, though, you might have the same idea. By starting with aser bahana, so that reflects that there's something inherently abhorrent about these items. It's in iser chefza. If it's just something that I can't give to Hashem, but I'm allowed to eat it, so that's an iser chefza. Iser chefza should be across the board. So it could very well be that's what's behind this havamina. You might just say isurei chefza, as reflected by isurei hana, are not batel, but iser gavra, it's just about me. So you know what I do, so the second it gets mixed in, maybe that's it, it's finished. It's no problem. It's just an iser gavra. And iser gavra does not apply, but makam safik. Kamash malan, no, here, what's the kamash malan? Even this isur gavra is so, you have to be so careful, lagabi gavoa. Or do I say, a bigger chiddush, it's an iser chefza lagabi gavoa. From the base of Mikdash's point of view, I can view it as an iser chefza. Even though meat CD, it's not. Okay, that could be two views of what the Kamash Malan is in terms of this Gemara. Again, there's a lot more. Chefza Gavra, Doraisa, Dorabanans, Nesivis, Meshachachmas, but not for now. Okay, says the Gemara. So what did we just say? We need our Mishnah to tell me even non-Isuri Hana are not Batel. Says the Gemara, Verovevan Irbanami Tanina. We already know that too. Ready says that in the following Mishnah in Zvachim, Nisarvu Roveya Vinirba, if Roveya and Nirba got mixed up, those are examples of only Isur Lagavoa, Yurachi Yistavu, they have to wait till they get a mum, all the animals in the mixture, Vimachru Viyavi Bidmei Yafashabahen Miyosu Amin, and you gotta buy the most expensive one from all the different types, but what do you see again from that Mishnah? From that Mishnah, you have to, it's not Batel. In the previous Mishnah, they all have to die. because the items that got mixed in have to die. The Shor HaNiskal and the Chatos Mesos. But here, Rav and Yerba don't have a chiv to die, so therefore you just have to wait till it gets a mum and sell them and bring for the Dvei Yafish of Bahen. So Amr of Kahana, Amrita Lashmaitza Kameh, Rav Simi Barashi, I told this to Rav Simi Barashi, Amar Li, so he answered me, you know what the difference is? Why do you need both Mishnayos? Chada Bechulin, V'chada Bekadshim. One is by Chulin, and one is by Kadshim. Our Mishnah is getting mixed into Chulin. That Mishnah in Zvachim, our Rovei Nirba getting mixed into Karbanos, kosher Karbanos. So if it's Richi, and I need both Mishnayos, one would not have told me about the other one. The Ashmin and Gabi Kadshim, if I would have only had that Mishnah. You know why? If you have Rovei Nirba mixed into Karbanos, it's not Batel, Mishum de Me'isi. It's still disgusting to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's still disgusting. Aval Gabi Chulin, emiliftali. But if it's Lagabi Chulin, maybe it should be Batel. Should be Batel. So that's why you need our Mishnah. And that's why you couldn't just have one and not the other. Why can't you just have our Mishnah? Right? Then you could have said the Tzrichi the other way, but the Mishnah doesn't go through it because it's going to ask another question anyway. But again, even before we go further, what's this Havamina? What's this Maskana? What's the Havamina that you would have thought only by Kachem and not by Chulin? So the Gemara says Kachem is Me'isi, but by Chulin, maybe it will be Batel. Maybe you could say again something deeper here. Not just that if you have the Rovea Nirba gets mixed into Kachem, but Chulin might be more. What's getting mixed in just the Rovea and the Nirba? You might get into which animals are more. Rovea Nirba is in the world of Chulin. So if you remember the Ran that we discussed a few times in Nedarim about how much things are similar and how much they're different, that also might have relevance to the laws of Bittel. So we're not going to go through that Ran, but just remember that Ran in Nedarim, Adafin Beis, that talks about Min Bemino Lo Batel and Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. That also might be behind this line, but maybe we'll talk about it next week in the Inshir. But anyway, the Gemara says, Kamash Balon, you need our Mishnah, that if it gets mixed up into Chulin, it's also not Batel. Says the Gemara, B'chulinami Tanina. What do you mean? Also Chulin. You're saying our Mishnah is needed for that. We also learned this in another Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Now not in Zvachim, but in Meseches Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says there, Ve'elu Asurin Ve'osurin Ve'kol Shehein. The following items are Asur and Oser, Yayin Nesach. That's why this is Meseches Avodah Zarah. Yayin Nesach Ve'avodah Kol Chavim Avodah Zarah Ve'tzipari Mitzorah. The birds used in the process of purifying a Mitzorah. Ve'oros Levuvin. Skins of animals that were used for Avodah Zarah. How do you know? Because it has a perfect hole in it. And what they used to do for their Avodah Zarah is to rip out the hearts of the animals while they were still alive. And you could tell the way that skin was cut that this was done. That's why these oros are usur. V'seir nazir, the hair of a nazir, which is also usur, because that has to be burned under the pot in the Beis HaMikdash. Upeter chamor. Petachamor, the firstborn donkey. Firstborn donkey has to be changed for a seh. It doesn't have kedusha, but it has a status. It has to be changed for a seh, and then you give the seh to the kohen, and you're allowed to keep the donkey. Before you change it for a seh, that donkey is aser b'hana'ah. Petachamor. We'll talk about that soon. Ubaser b'chalav, v'shar ha'niskal, v'egla arufa, the anonymous corpse, and the egla arufa that the ceremony is done. V'chulin shenishchudu ba'azara, and chulin that was shechted in the azara, v'se'ir ha'mishtaleach, all of these items on the list, hara elu asurin v'osurin v'kol shehein. And all of that's talking about getting mixed up into chulin. So you already know from there that items getting mixed up into chulin are not batel. So again, what do you need our Mishnah for? Tzmur is towards the end. So you already had it in Avodah Zarah, you already had it in Zvachim, so tzrichi. De'i ashmina hasam, if you only had it there, that it got mixed up into chulin, we say it's not batel. See on the side, dila hedyot. That's only because if it's for hedyot, so we're like, okay, so hedyot will lose all these animals. Aval legavoa, ema lo nafse dinhu lekulu. But legavoa, maybe we'll say, you know what, it got mixed up into kachim, but you want to bring it as a carbon, so maybe we'll allow it. It's kind of like a higher standard for Baal Tashchis when it comes to carbonus. You want to lose it yourself? Okay, fine. But if you want to bring it as a carbon, like our Mishnah discusses, so maybe we'll allow it. will allow bittul to take place. Because after all, you don't want to be mafsid the base of Migdash, kamash malon. That's why you need our Mishnah that says there also lagabe hamizbeach. The iashminan hacha, and if you only had our Mishnah, dila gavoa demais. Like we said before, the other svara, maybe gavoa, we would exclude it in an easier fashion because it's more disgusting. Aval de la hedyot ema isuri hana, live to lubaruba, kamash malon. So that's why we explain why we need the Mishnah here, and the Mishnayis and Zvachim, and the Mishnah Avodah Zarah. You have Chulin, you have Kachim, you have Isuri Hana'ah, you have Isurei, just like Abi HaMizbeach, all different ones. So that finished up the discussion of the list. So now we get into some of the sources. Stop here for a minute. Let's talk about Petach Hamor. Pick one of them. We can talk about a lot of them. Petach Hamor. So it's a lot of symbolism asked. Why Dafka Petach Hamor? Out of all the animals, that the non-kosher animals, you know, the only one that has a status, a special status in halacha is Petach Hamor. Beis Hashem, we're going to mention this again. Don't catch me on it. We'll quote this again in the Haggadah Shir, Beis Hashem, in a couple of weeks. But the Petach Hamor, why is it unique? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, the Gemara in Bechoras talked about this, if you remember the first parak, but the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Kedei She Yizchiru HaYehudim La'ola Manes, She'asa Lohem HaKel B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, She'hara Kol Bechoreihem, She'nim Shelo Lachamorim. What happened? That we should remember, Makas Bechoros, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that he killed all their firstborns, and they're an Am Adom HaLachamor. They're Nimshel HaChamorim. Okay, so that's how we remember the Chamorim there. If you look in the Azayim LaTorah, Rav Saratzkin has two other ideas. He says there are actually, if you know, two mitzvahs. Right, we have to, Petach Hamor has a chalos, but if you don't use it, you have to break its neck. Lama davka chamor, he asks. Ubiyeru lenu chazal say in Bechoras daf hei, that the mitzvim are doma lechamor, fine, v'yadayin adavar tzorach biyar, but you still have to explain. Arifa, zuba, Petach Hamor, lami ba. What's the purpose of breaking the neck of the animal? If you don't want to be poda it onto a set. So v'yesh lomar, shebeis tamim l'kdushas bachar. There are really two reasons for the special status of a bachar. Number one, Lizkar Eis Asher Hika Hashem Bechori Mitzrayim, Bibachar Dalai Bechor Behema. Number one, two, remember that Hashem smote the Egyptian Bechoros. He hit them, number one. And number two, that he saved our firstborns. Shehit Hashem is Bechori Yisrael, Velo Meis, Mi Bechori Yisrael, Ha Bechor Echad, Lo Bechor Adam, Velo Bechor Behema. So we remember the smiting, and we remember the salvation. So he says, Lezecher for the Hatzalah of Bechor Yisrael, then we have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, and we have the mitzvah of Pidyon or Kedushas Behema Tahora. Those two mitzvahs relating to that side of it. But regarding the Zechira Shnia, by the fact that Hashem smote the Mitzrayim, Hashem wanted us to do something. See if Hashem osanu lehanitzicha aydi petach hamor. Mitzrayim are domel lechamor, and by doing arifa, breaking the neck of the chamor, we're remembering that Hashem broke the neck of the firstborns of Mitzrayim. But, you might say then, so why isn't the mitzvah just to break its neck? Why is the mitzvah to redeem it, and only if not? Right, the Mishnah says in the Bechoras, the end of the first parak, mitzvahs pidyon kodil mitzvahs arifa. So, he says, Hashem is rachmanus, on our money. And we say, be potent, but no, in the back of your mind, you're being potent in order for a way so that you don't have to be oraf the neck, break its neck, which is really what we're trying to remember, that Hashem broke the neck of the chamorim, of the firstborns of the Mitzrayim. That's the two tzadim, the two zechronos that we have by Makas Bechoros, by all of these mitzvahs that have to do with the firstborns. Okay. It might also relate to why firstborns fast on Erev Pesach and don't make a party on Erev Pesach. Right, that's one of the famous questions relating to that day. You would think if it's all about their salvation, so then they should have to throw a sponsor Kiddush. They shouldn't have to fast. They should give a Sunas Hodah. Okay, might relate to that. Good. There's another point here, but we'll continue first, and then we'll come back to it. There's a Meshech Chachma here. But that's what we'll use in the Agadah Shir. But if we have time at the end, we'll come back to it today also. Says the Gemara now. Now let's look for some sources. Fourth wide line. V'roveya v'nirba minola dasir l'gavoa. How do I know, the halach in our Mishnah, that roveya nirba are pasul l'gavoa? How do you know, mechir kalav and esan zona? That's before it's in the pasuk. That's the Rambam we had before. You get Malkus for that. But how do we know Roveya Nirbah? That they're Asur L'Gavoa. The Tanur Rabbanan. Min HaBehema LaHotzi Roveya V'Nirbah. It's a Pasik. You bring Karbanas from animals. Min HaBehema. First Perek in Vayikra. Excluding other animals. Excluding Roveya Nirbah. So Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? Valodinu, it's a kavachomer. Uma balmum shalonis avda ba aveira pasul agabe mizbeach. If a balmum that did not have an aveira done with it, it's pasul rovea venirba. Shenevda bahen aveira eno din chasur lagabe mizbeach. They surely should be pasul. So what do you need the pasuk for? So Gemara says, no raya choresh b'sharu v'chamor yochiach. If I plow with kilayim, that halacha will show that this kavachomer is wrong. Why are there's a hole in it? Shenis avdabo aveiru muta lagabe amizbeah. Don't tell me that just aveiru lagabe aveira causes you to be also lagabe amizbeah. Because chorish b'shar v'chamor, cross-working animals, and those animals aren't also lagabe amizbeah. So you see, you can't say kavachomer. If balmum, surely these which were nevdabo aveira. That's not true. I'll give you a nevdabo aveira, which is kosher lagabe amizbeah. So kilayim in the Mishnah is born kilayim, not kilaya avoda. So the Gemara says, one second, don't slug up the kavachomer with that point. Why? Because malachorish b'shar v'chamor shein chayav in misa. That's an avera that you're not chayav misa for. Toma b'roveya v'nirba shechayav in misa. Maybe roveya nirba you're chayav misa for, so the kavachomer would work. So if the kavachomer would work, we're back to the question of what do you need the pasuk for? Just learn it from a kavachomer. So the Gemara says, no, tolacha b'masha aveita. Take from what you just noted, meaning, ha-reshin is avda bohen aveira b'shnei edim. Fine if it's nis'avda aveira with two witnesses, that is pasul agam izbeach, or your chayiv misa. It is chayiv misa. Ne'avda bohen aveira p'yed echad, o api b'ayilim minayin. How do you know if we're going to keep it alive that it's also asul agam izbeach? That's what you need the pasuk for. You're right. The Kal V'Chomer could teach me one level of Nevda Ba'Aveira, where there are two witnesses, and you're going to have to put the animal to death. So therefore, we would say that is Asa L'Gavei Mizbeach based on the pasuk. But you need, based on the Kal V'Chomer. But you need the pasuk to teach me even if it's only Al Pi Echad, or Al Pi Bailim. And remember the Tosas we said earlier, Baba Kama, Daf Mem Aleph, who explains what the Svara is for Al Pi Bailim, why is the animal not put to death? Not because of Motu B'Knas Pater, but because of Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. Period. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, one second, I can come up with another Kal V'Chomer. Ani, done. Right? The sheet is going to add in one word for us. Ani adunenu. Uma balmum she'ein hoda'as. That word is changed to hoda'as. Uma balmum she'ein hoda'as shnei edim posalta mi'achila. A balmum. If two witnesses come and say, this animal is a balmum, it doesn't ruin it for us to eat. Hoda'as eid echad posalta me'hakrava. While Hodas Eid Echad would already postulate it for Akrava, so two witnesses saying it's a Balmum. It postulates it for Achila. And even one Eid postulates it for Akrava, so Barovea Venirba, Shodash Neid and Posata Meachila, Barovea Nirba, where two witnesses would postulate it for Achila, Eno Din, Shodas Eid Echad, Posata Meachrava. Right? So it should be Pasol Meachrava. Tamalomar, Mina Behema, Lahotzi, Rovea, Vinirba. So that's why Mina Behema comes along and tells me to exclude Rovea and Nirba. The Gemara says, one second. You just proved it from a Kal V'Chomer, and then you said, okay, that's exactly what the Pasuk's teaching me. V'asim Edine, we just said the opposite. We just proved it from a Kal V'Chomer, about the two Edim and the one Ed, and then he said, Tamalomar, that's what you need the Pasuk for. No, V'asim Edine, so it comes from a Kal V'Chomer. So back to the question, what do you need the Pasuk for? Answers the Gemara. Amar Ravashi, no, Mishum de'ikala meimar me'ikara de'dina pircha. No, you have a problem inherently with your Kal V'Chomer. What's the problem? Ma'la balmum shekein mumo nikar. Toma b'roveya v'nirba shekein mumo nikar. No, with all your Kal V'Chomers, you might say balmum cannot be a good model. Because a balmum is worse because you could see it. Masha'enkin, roveya nirba, you can't see, it's not a nikar mum, so therefore you might say it's okay. Ho'ovei mumo nikar yikash l'gabi amizbeach, tamalomar nebeim alotzi roveya v'nirba. Adkan, section one of the Makoros. We have a source to say how roveya and nirba are excluded from being a karban. Next, min ha'bakar lahotzi esanevan. Next one in the Mishnah, min ha'bakar, that phrase in Vayikra Aleph, excludes an avodah zara, a ne'evad karban. So Gemara says, one second, Fahalo dinu. Isn't that also a kal v'chomer, and you shouldn't need a pasuk? Uma esnan u'mechir. Shetzipuyein mutarin. Hein asurin by esnan u'mechir. Which are first in the Torah. There, those cases, if you put something on them, it's mutter. What does that mean, on them? Rashi explains, if after the zona received the animal, she put something on it. So that doesn't become usser. That doesn't become part of the definition of esnan zona. So ma esnan u'mechir. Shetzipuyein mutarin hein asurin, but they're going to be usser. So nevad. Shetzipuyo usser. A nevad, an avodah zarah animal, where if you put something on it, it would be usser. Eino din shehu usser. So surely it itself should be usser l'gabi ha-mizbeach. That's the kal v'chomer. So again, what do you need a pasuk for? How do you know tzipuyo aser? So Rashi says, third line, based on the pasuk, lo sachmot kesef izahav aleihem. Right? And that has to do with avodah zarah. So Gemara says, one minute, o chilof, maybe you could say the exact opposite, and have the end up with the opposite result. Uma esanu mechir shehin asurin tzipuye and mutarin. If esanu mechir, which are asur, their tzipuye is mutar, nevad shemutar, he tzipuye mutar. Nevad, which we don't know yet, that's us, that's what we're trying to prove, but maybe nevad is mutar, and therefore tzipuye also should be mutar. The Gemara says, how could that be? Imkin bitalta lo sachmur kesev ezabal, em lakachtalach. So what would you use that pasuk for? That pasuk teaches me that the tzipuye of avodah zarah is asur. So the Gemara says, no, aniya kaimenu, lo sachmo kesef ezaba davar she'ein bo ruach hayim. That includes anything that is not an animate object. Right? It's just an item. Aval b'davar she'ein bo ruach hayim, but an animal, hol v'hein mutter, since the animal itself is mutter, which we don't know yet that it's aser, yocho yetzipui mutter. So tamalomer, so that's why you wouldn't have said the whole kal v'chomer. So tamalomer min habakar lo tzias ha-nevad. That's why you need the pasuk to exclude nevad from being able to be given as a carbon. Again, it's because it's not osur lehedyot, like you asked before. A bal chai nevad is not osur lehedyot. It's only osur legabi ha-mizbeach. Next. Sorry? But the tzipui is, because the tzipui is a separate item. Right. Maskev la rev chananya. Taima de miyate kra. The only reason why we exclude it is because the pasuk excludes it. Halo miyate kra tzipuye mutter. If the pasuk wouldn't exclude this, then I would say that tzipuy is mutter. So v'haksiv ibatem eshmam kol hasui l'shmam. You need the pasuk to tell me that the tzipuy is going to be usur. You have another pasuk. Pasuk says you have to destroy everything. V'ibatem eshmam kol hasui l'shmam. You have to destroy the name of avodah zarah. Anything made l'shem avodah zarah. So the tzipui would be also from this pasuk. So what do you need to exclude it from the other pasuk for? So the Gemara says, no, this last pasuk is teaching me a different halacha. Hahu lechanus lahem shemhu da'asa. No, there's a separate mitzvah to insult and make fun of avodah zarah. Lebeis galya, if there's an avodah zarah called beis galya, from the word gal, which is a high place. Karina nosa beis karya. Call it beis karya, the depths. Pnei hamolich, pnei kelev. Ein kol, the eye for everybody, ein kot, the eye of the thorn. Right, so that's why this last pasuk is teaching me that, period. Fascinating, if you look in the Ein Mishpat here, the Ein Mishpat in Aleph, quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin. If you look at that Rambam, the Rambam does not say this halacha of calling it a beis kali and beis garya. So you see, there's a gilyon hashas on the Ein Mishpat. Not too common. Rabbi Kiva Yeager comes to the Ein Mishpat and he points out there that this is not a good Ein Mishpat. This is not a truthful one. Sham lo nizkar rak tzorek l'shari shachareha. V'lo nizkar klal b'ramam din d'lachano shem. The Rambam does not mention this halacha about nicknaming an avodah zarah. The Minchas Chinuch assumes in Taf Lamed Vav Beis that it's included. He doesn't have to say mefurish. But getting rid, he says that the in Taf Lamed Vav, V'gam mitzvah limchok shem avodah zarah lo reisi v'poskam sheyaviyu v'nireh dehakol bichlal ibud v'ein tzarach lachshov mikol makom tzarachin. A little tzarach here that he doesn't mention it, but it's a mefurish gemara, but he assumes it must be included. Period. So what do we have now? We have min ha-behema to exclude roveya and nirba, and min ha-bakar to exclude ne'avad. V'eifachana min ha-behema lozias ha-ne'avad min ha-bakar lozias roveya v'nirba. Why do you have the exclusions as we have them? Maybe it should be the opposite. So the Gemara says, no, hasa min yonet dekra v'hacha min yonet dekra. No, each one is being excluded based on the word that we found in their respective context. Ksiv gabi behema, you find the word behema in the context of arayos. V'ish ki tein shechavto b'behema, most you must. So that's why there you say, mina behema lahotzi roveya nirba. Gabi bakar ksiv, but by bakar, by the cheta egel you have, v'yamiru es kvot ksiv, v'yamiru es kvotam b'tav nishar ochel esev. So you see the ashar, which is bakar, in the context of avodah zarah, and that's why you use that pasuk to that word to exclude Navad. Period. That's the first two. Number three. Min hatzon lohotzi es hamuksa. Min hatzon to excludes muksa. U min hatzon lohotzi es hanogeach. And the extra u min hatzon excludes nogeach, an animal that gored three times, that third time is a shor hamuad, is excluded from, I'm sorry, even before, right, Rashi explains nogeach. Shehe misasa adam be'eid echad. Another example where it's not going to be put to death, if it was the third time it's put to death, even without that. So, Eidachad. So, these are Pasal Agabi Hamizbeach. Muksa and Nogeach. Amr, Rabbi Shimon, Nimnomar, Rovea, Lamanemar, Nogeach, Lamanemar, Nogeach, Lamanemar, Rovea. Both of them are equal if there are two witnesses that put to death, if not. So, what do you need two psukim for? So, the Gemara says, no. Levisha Yeshno, Rovea, Mashain, Kain, Nogeach. Each one has an element that the other one does not have. Yesh beroveya, shaharoveya, ose onis karatzon, mashainkin binogeach. By a roveya, it doesn't matter why the animal's involved. Onis karatzon is put to death. Mashainkin, by a nogeach, there is a ptur of onis. Rashi quotes, sharho itzdin. The animal that is trained to kill is not called a nogeach. It's not called a sharamud. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, at the beginning of the year. So that's why roveya is different. Yesh b'nogeach shanogeach mishalim is a kofer. Mashenkin b'roveya. And nogeach has a chumra that it pays the kofer. The bailam have to pay the kofer if the nogeach kill, if his shor kills somebody. Chutzrach lomer roveya, vodzrach lomer nogeach. That's why you need both of them. So you have sources for all of them. For roveya and nirba, and for nevad, and for muksa, and for nogeach. So the Gemara says, v'hai tana ma'isina me'hacha. The following tana learns it from different psukim. Titanya haroveya v'ha nirba. Haim kikachim shakada mum over lehekdeshan. Roveya and Nirba have the same status as a carbon which had a temporary mum before it was hukdash. What's the halacha of temporary mum before it was hukdash? It achieves kedushas haguf, but you have to wait till it gets a mum kavua before you redeem it. V'tzrichan mum kavua liftos alehen. Shenemar ki mashchasam bohem mum bam. You learn it from that pasuk. How does that pasuk teach it to me? My Talmuda. Chisur mechzer v'achitani. The pasuk should be as follows. The word mashchasam bohem, we're going to see, refers to avodah zarah and arayos, and mum bam is talking about mumim. So there's going to be a hekesh between them. Minayin she'im asuri. And how do I know that these items are asur, roveya and nirba, and neva tamalomar ki mashchasam bohem mum bam. V'tani dever b'yishmal kol makam shnemar hashchasa. That word mashchasam, that word hashchasa, inu elo dvar erva v'avodas kochavim, always referred to our rise and avodah zarah. Dvar erva dechsev ki hishkos kol basar v'chulu, the pasuk by the Mabel. Avodas kochavim dechsev ped tashchisin v'asisim lochem tpesal tunas kol samel. So you see the word hashchasa appears by avodah zarah and by arayos. So, that's the word mashchasam in the pasuk, and it's right next to the word mum in the pasuk. So, kol sham mum posel bahen, dvar erva v'rkochavim poselim bahen. Anything that the mum posels for, erva v'rkochavim also posels for. And therefore, just like mum posels to be a karbon, so too, a nevad, or roveya nirba posel for being a karbon. V'tana dever Rabbi Yishmael. So that's a totally different source than the previous sources on our Amud. So now, just what does each of the opinions do with the other psukim? V'tana dever Rabbi Yishmael, mina behema, mina bakar, mina son, my darshi, behu. What does the second opinion do with the earlier psukim? Miboilei, they use it to exclude the following. Prat, lechola, zaki, mizuam. It excludes a sick animal, an old animal, an elderly animal, or a smelly animal, mizuham. V'tanakama, dafkinolani, kroilo, roveya, v'nirba. V'tanakama, who already used the psukim earlier, for the others, chola, zakin, mizuam, minale, how does he exclude those? Nafkale, min hatzon, min akpasim, min izim, from those. Olatana, the Rabbi Yishmael, urche, the girlish tu ehafi. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, those aren't extra. It's normal for the pasuk to go into each type of animal that you want to bring. But those aren't extra. Period. Tomorrow we'll start with 2 points. Number one, we have to do a Rabbi Yosef angle about ones, shor ha'itzedin. that has important ramifications for determining a Maisa Avera Ba'ones. And number two, we have to talk about a Reb Chaim. An important Reb Chaim that talks about the relationship between a Mum Over and a Mum Kavua, relating to our Gemara about being Makdish, a Baal Mum Over. Okay, we'll stop here. Pasha's here tonight, 8:45.